When we are trying to prove anything to anyone, we immediately stop being present, because what we're doing then becomes a means to an end. We're trying to achieve something through that, versus whatever we're doing being an end within itself.
Positivity Louder. I am your host, Robert John Boyle, and you just heard Miss Sunshine by Ben Kenny, recently featured on my other podcast, Fade. For those of you who are longtime listeners of Make Positivity Louder, you know that almost every single episode involves me reaching out to people and getting voice messages and them answering the question of what's the best thing that happened to you in the past week. And what I'm doing now is I'm keeping that same format, but I want to make the questions a little bit more interesting and a little bit more nuanced. And I want to focus on some of the concepts that I've been picking up from Gary Vee, someone who's made a really, really big impact on my life in terms of showing me things that I need to learn, emotional intelligence things that I need to learn. And one of those things is feeling like you have nothing to prove. For myself, I feel like I have things to prove to my dancer friends that I can become a really great dancer. I feel like I have things to prove to my college friends that I can be successful in the voice first industry. I feel like I have things to prove to my parents and my extended relatives that I can be successful. And for me, it's not that I don't want to be successful. It's that I don't want to have the obligation or the feeling or the need like I'm trying to prove anything to anyone else. Because I feel like when you have something to prove, it makes you impatient. You want to get there faster so that you can say, I told you so. And also, what I've learned from speaking to people is that even when you end up doing that thing, when you end up proving that person wrong, it doesn't feel as good as you think it's going to feel, because at the end of the day, you were doing it for them and not you. And so once you achieve it and you prove them wrong, you really have nothing left for yourself, and you feel a little bit empty, and you feel like your time has been wasted. And this is a message that, you know, something that I'm learning and something that I want my audience to learn and really inculcate along with me. And what I've realized is that even though I'm a good communicator, a lot of people aren't going to get it just from me. And so the thought is, why don't I bring other people on, other people who believe in this concept and can speak to it? And hopefully one of the voice messages that you're about to hear will kind of click in your head and get you to start doing something that can kind of unwind the thought pattern of feeling like you have something to prove. I'm going to introduce every single person that we're going to be listening to, and I hope you can derive some value from at least one of the voice messages that you're about to hear. Let's jump right in. First up is at Gem Creative Co. on Instagram. She's going to teach us how to prove less and plant more.
I remember growing up, and I think my whole reason for existing was essentially proving my worth to other people. I really wanted to be popular. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to have a good resume. And everything I did was from a place of, how can I prove to other people that I'm significant and that I'm worthy? And in the end, it really only left me confused. My self-esteem was low. It all depended on what other people were gonna say, how they're going to react to my success. And this is something I still struggle with, but I've come to view it, I think, in a more positive light. I've found that the more I focus on the things that people don't see, the more I understand myself, the more grounded I am, the more confidently I walk. And my life essentially speaks for itself, the less I even try to prove myself. I think a good metaphor to think about is the metaphor of a physical plant or a tree. If you imagine a tree, you're probably thinking about the branches and the fruits and the leaves, you know, and how tall it is above the ground. And you literally think about the things that are in plain sight. You don't always think about the roots that are actually keeping that tree alive. The roots are what nourish it, that feed it, that are its, essentially its source for thriving and growing. And in the same way, if us as people aren't nourishing our insides with what we need to thrive, what makes us come alive, and if we're only living for the things that people see on the outside, we're just going to blow away with the wind. There's not going to be anything that holds us and grounds us, keeps us planted and composed. Some of the things that have made me feel more alive are my faith, my passion for self-discovery and personality studies, my character development, you know, how can I better myself? How can I become more loving to the people around me? When I'm focusing on those things that people really don't see immediately, I can walk taller, I can love better, and I can stand behind myself and love myself for all that I am. So the phrase that I've kind of come up with is prove less and plant more. Prove less to the people around you and plant more within you, and your life will speak for itself.
Next up is at The Awakening Empire on Instagram. She's going to be talking about why intent matters so much.
When you know what you have, and you know it's authentic, and you know it's pure, and for the fulfillment of your purpose, the pressure of feeling this need to incessantly defend yourself and prove yourself to the world is released. And you endure this relief of a burden because you realize, wow, nobody actually has any context of my intent or my genuineness in why I do what I do. Their opinion of your work has no importance once you understand this overall concept. And you'll have so much peace when you finally come into it. I just can't reiterate enough how sincere it is that you don't have to force anybody to sit down and eat when you know that the feast you have prepared is absolutely incredible. You just get to enjoy it because you know that you had it in you to do it, and you made it for the right reason, and you fulfilled something in doing so. And so ensure that your intent is pure before you begin the execution process to your dreams, because the more cognizant you are of your why above anything else, it will ensure you to be able to move throughout the process to success. And so as you release the burden of people's opinions, you should also try to be empathetic to what they're saying, because you know that many of the people who try to come against you are often hurting on their own. A lot of people who predicate their life on doubt and they incarcerate themselves to things like their worries or fears or just this overwhelming feeling of incompetency. Misery loves company, right? And many times the people who want you to prove yourself and doubt your ability are those who lack the courage. They have no idea what their purpose is. Maybe they're just unbelievably terrified of taking risks and are not willing to execute at the level it takes to fulfill something powerful. And so the point is that so many of us captivate ourselves to the floor of mediocrity because of the words of doubt coming from people who are senselessly speaking from a toxic, negative, and pessimistic narrative that they've told themselves about their worth.
Next up is Katie Chandler at kchandlerart on Instagram. She didn't have time to submit a voice memo, but she did send me some of her thoughts that I'm going to read live right now. Beginning now, these are her words and not mine. Having nothing to prove is freedom from judgment. It's not that we are without flaws, but that we accept we are all constant works in progress. It's an acceptance of the things we cannot change and moving forward at our own pace. We don't have to justify who we have been or are going to be. All that we can be is who we are in the present. I try to embody this way of thinking by checking in, having time where I recalibrate and remember that I am enough. I accept responsibility for myself and my actions, and I don't have to justify why I'm here to anyone else's expectations. Along with this acceptance, if I'm doing what is within my ability to be compassionate to myself and my community, then that is what I consider success. I get to determine what success is and understand I am enough. My flaws and failures are just opportunities to grow when I have nothing to prove to anyone else. Thanks, Katie. Next up is at Mackenzie B. Hill on Instagram. She's going to remind us that we're all already on track.
I think so many of us grow up just wanting to fit in or blend in or feel connected and loved and worthy and successful or on track. And as we grow up, I think sometimes it has more to do with taking off some of those layers that we may have put on that didn't fit us, that weren't true to us. All of us are created on purpose for a purpose, and we have a calling on our lives. And when we stay true to that, that's when we really get to shine and rise up and inspire others to really take off some of their layers that may not be serving them as well. And so it's really exciting to think, you know, no one's behind. We're all on track. We're all created for purpose. We all have a destiny and a calling, and we can serve others with our unique talents and strengths and abilities.
Next up is at Greg Pember on Instagram. He's here to remind us that we have nothing to prove, but everything to share.
Hey everyone, my name is Greg Pember and I'm a yoga teacher here in Canada. And I'm here talking about nothing to prove. And I was first introduced to this concept when I did my first yoga teacher training in 2013. And my teacher said, you know, one of the best mantras for new teachers or if you're going into any kind of new field for the first time is to adopt this mantra of nothing to prove, everything to share. Which I love. I love how that kind of adds another layer to it, right? I preach a lot in my yoga classes and my teaching about presence, and that the best thing that we can do for ourselves in any situation is to bring more of ourselves into it, more of our authentic presence. And when we are trying to prove anything to anyone, we immediately stop being present because what we're doing then becomes a means to an end. We're trying to achieve something through that versus whatever we're doing being an end within itself, right? So when we have nothing to prove, it allows us to bring ourselves into whatever we're doing and to really be present and to mine the present moment for something new to connect to, whether it's ourselves or someone else, a thought, our body, our breath. But whenever we're trying to prove something, we're no longer our authentic self. And we can't share our authentic self in that situation. So when we try to prove less and we try to share more, that's when we're going to start to find growth within whatever we're doing, our relationships, how we feel about ourselves, because we're spending more time with ourselves without trying to prove anything to anyone else. And another thing to remember is that in whatever we're doing, when we bring our true and our authentic selves into it, we are bringing with us experiences and knowledge and insights that no one else on earth has. Only you have the thoughts and the ideas that come from you because they are yours. And the more that we can be present in what we're doing, when we're not trying to prove anything, we allow ourselves to then bring more of those experiences and hopefully inspire other people to do the same. When we are sharing ourselves with the world, The people around us can't help but do the same. It's infectious.
Next up is at the Martin Ann Podcast on Instagram. She's going to explain how feeling like you have something to prove and living for other people is like depriving a really important part of yourself of oxygen.
On the subject of trying to prove something to someone else, as you can probably hear, I am recording, as I frequently do, while I'm out driving, because I'm a rideshare driver for Uber and Lyft. And this is just one of the things that I now do that goes totally against what I fear that everybody else's opinions would be. And that's one of the problems with trying to prove something to someone else. You're either going to actually prove it to them and still find that some of them are not going to be happy and satisfied with you, and even find that some of them might walk completely away from you, reject you. Because if you feel that you have to prove something to someone else, then you already know that they either don't believe in you and what you want to do and your capabilities to do it, or you already know that they don't want you to do it for whatever the reason. What would you have to do to prove anything to anyone anyway? You would have to do something and do it in a way that they would be happy with. And what is that going to be based on? Their opinions. And when you are living by other people's opinions, trying to conform to whatever it is they want you to be or think that you should be, then you yourself are actually rejecting the core of who you are. And you are saying to yourself, they are important to me, but I'm not really. So I'm just going to push down who I really am to appease them. So you are confining yourself in one of two ways within something in some way or another that will be at least okay with others. And or you are confining yourself to proving something to someone else, but you won't be able to do it with as much power, as much drive, and as much passion as you will if you simply learn to do it just for you. Within you, there is something that is so powerful that it is out of this universe, unstoppable. If you will just let it really come alive to the fullest that it can, and until you learn to do things just for you, above all others, it will never be able to be what it could be if you would let it come bursting through completely without the confinement of worrying about whether or not anybody else sees, and without worrying about people who might walk out of your life. I know it's painful, but it is not near as painful as losing yourself somewhere along the way. There is something inside of you that is screaming out because it is being deprived of oxygen, and its oxygen is the freedom to just simply live and just simply be. And if you were not worried about anybody else, it would just simply be 100% absolutely all of what it is capable of. Don't put that power into somebody else's hands. Put it back into yours.
And last but not least is at 610flocco on Instagram. He's here to remind us that at the end of the day, we are fully responsible for our own lives.
You have to stop worrying about proving other people wrong. What you need to start doing is worrying about proving yourself wrong. Now, what I mean by that is there's going to be things in life that you're going to be like, I can't do. Damn, I have all this stuff that is going on in my life and I can't do it. And then you start feeling down, you start feeling depressed, and that's when you have to pick yourself up, look yourself in the mirror, and say, yes, I can. Right there, looking in that mirror, saying, yes, I can, is proving yourself wrong. You don't need to worry about your family. You don't need to worry about your friends, your enemies, your haters. You don't need to worry about none of them, because none of them is paying your bills except for you. Once you start understanding this, everything will come easy. There's always a solution to a problem. And when you say, I can't, that's when you have to step back and look in that mirror and say, yes, I can. and you're proving yourself wrong. I am 20, about to be 25 years old in August, and I have 3 kids. My youngest is 3 months old. And I hear I can't all the time. You can't do this, you can't do that. But I'm running 3 businesses. And owning a business is not easy. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 9 to whatever time you get done. And then some. But I proved myself every time. Every time I said I can't, I had to take a step back, look myself in the mirror, and say, yes, I can. I don't care about them other people proving them wrong. I don't got to prove to nobody except for myself, because I'm the one paying my bills.
And that's our show for today, folks. I hope one of those voice messages stood out to you and made something click for you, got you to think about a relationship in your own life, someone that you're trying to prove something to. And I want to make sure that you leave with something practical that you can do to really take what you've learned from this podcast and apply it to your own life, so you can start down on the path of unwinding these patterns of feeling like you have things to prove to other people. And the very first thing that you can do is to just notice it, to just document it. One thing that's been very helpful for me is writing down the things that I feel I need to prove to other people, feeling like I need to prove that I'm a great dancer to my dance friends, feeling like I need to prove that I'm gonna be very successful in the voice first industry to my friends, feeling like I'm gonna be successful, having to prove that I'm gonna be successful to my parents and my close relatives. Literally writing these things down, saying them out loud like I am in this podcast, is so much more helpful, because once you say it out loud, once you write it down, once you know what it is, you can see it. You can see it in the patterns in your life. And then you can start taking the second and third step of trying to unwind that, trying to be more patient, trying not to rush to prove someone wrong, and just kind of settling in to whatever it is that you're doing right now in the present moment, like Greg Pember said. Just settling in to the now. It all starts with just noticing where you're being impatient because you're trying to prove something. So that's exactly what I want you to do. Once you're done listening to this podcast, once you find some time, just write down one thing that you're trying to prove to one person. What you're about to hear is Feeling Good by Oscar Cardona. Have a great rest of your day.
I've been feeling good, oh yeah. I've been feeling good, oh yeah. Money coming in, oh yeah. I just checked the bank, oh yeah. I just seen some bands, oh yeah. Let me peep the PayPal, yeah. Like I'm out of space, racked up. I'm from outer space, Martian. Let me peep the tune, Cora. Like a wedding day, banza. Wake up in the morning, it's a motherfucking blessing. Look up to my left, I see some booty poking out. Oh my God, I just realized that I'm on. I go hard, and I'm never shutting off. Yeah. Everything I got right now, I earned it. And the way I'm going, I deserve it. Came from flipping dope, I used to serve it. Now I cook a beat and then I murk it. I've been feeling good, yeah. I've been feeling good, yeah. You can't kill my vibe even if you try, nah. You can't kill my vibe even if you try, nah. I've been feeling good, yeah. I've been feeling good, yeah. Knowing I'm the one, yeah. I just wrote a blunt, I do what I want. If she acting up, beat the pussy up. Walk inside the store, I need 2 of those. I don't pay for clothes, sponsor send me those. Put it in the air, I don't care what you worry about. It's a celebration around here, what you talking about? Every day I kill it, I'm surprised that I don't gotta charge. Run the records up until we chillin' on the charts. Play the game, don't let the game play you. I just checked the bank. outer space, racked up. I'm from outer space, I'm from outer space, Martian. Let me peep the tune, let me peep the tune, Cora. Like a wedding day, like a wedding day, bands out. Like a wedding day, like a wedding day, bands out.